The OAS Mission of Grenada has assumed the role of Vice Chairman on the Management Board of the Inter-American Agency for Cooperation and Development. OAS Radio sits down with Ambassador Gillian Bristol, OAS Permanent Representative of Grenada, to talk about her country's new role in the Inter-American system.
Grenada was elected unanimously by the members of that management board to be vice chair of the board for the coming 12-month period. Grenada will be assisting the current chair, which is Colombia. The management board is the board of the Inter-American Agency for Cooperation and Development at the OAS, which in practical terms oversees and manages the process for the effective delivery of technical cooperation for the member states.
And focusing a bit on CARICOM, what does Grenada's vice chair translate to?
What it means for CARICOM countries in particular, being among the lesser developed countries of the region, is that we now have a perspective of a smaller economy, smaller, thriving, growing, ambitious economy. And our economies, each of our economies has specific needs, priority areas. But what we share in common is relatively small size. The donors to the fund that provides the money for the projects and the technical assistance are the larger countries in the OAS, as well as observer states of the OAS that contribute to funding those projects and programs. But oftentimes their perspective on the needs and priorities of the smaller economies doesn't take into account the impact and importance of smaller projects, small size projects. For example, there seems to be a new trend and philosophy in project development and technical cooperation assistance to go by sub-regionals or larger sectoral groupings, talking of millions and billions of dollars. Whereas in a very small economy like Grenada's, for example, a project a cost of $20,000 or $50,000 or $200,000 can have a major impact on a small, medium-sized enterprise, if that's what we're looking for. And if we allow the trend to continue or to become implanted and rooted in the OAS of ignoring those smaller size projects, we stand to lose because we don't fit into the macro size projects. So what we're hoping to do in our capacity as vice chair is to have a more proactive role in the leadership of the discussions on the management board in setting the agenda and the priorities and the perspectives. The management board this year, under the leadership of Colombia, intends to review the entire process for delivering technical cooperation to the entire hemisphere. And with Grenada in the chair, we can ensure from the outset that the agenda is set so that the interests and priorities and perspectives and realities of the smaller developing economies are taken into account in that entire reformation and renovation of the system that currently exists.
Could you maybe expand a little on the process for delivering technical cooperation?
Certainly. As structured currently, it has built in levels of approval in the process. And while those are important for transparency, for complete fairness and objectivity in approving projects and in funding projects, the process as exists is very lengthy. It tends to be very tedious and extremely costly. What we hope to do alongside Colombia and the other members of the management board is streamline the process to guarantee the more effective and efficient and expeditious delivery of technical cooperation assistance to all the countries that so require. We hope to reduce the process from a year to a matter of a few months. We hope to be able to do the consultation and approval process using modern technology like video conferencing, teleconferencing, round-robin email type facilities of the members in the different countries who sit on the approval boards. There are several groups that come together once a year, but instead of waiting until they all get together in one location, which is very expensive, then we can do it taking advantage of modern technology. And that way we'll reduce time, we'll reduce costs significantly. Also through that, we will be able to interest other donors and countries which have traditionally been donors but have either reduced their contributions or have completely withdrawn from the process. Because investors want to make sure that their contributions are wisely utilized and for the greatest benefit. The preference is to not tie funds up in administrative costs. So that's what we're hoping to do, to bring real tangible benefits to the maximum to the people on the ground and the citizens of the lesser developed countries, which really are the countries that most stand to benefit from technical cooperation assistance. Our need for developing our economies, developing our countries, both socially, economically, and culturally, cannot be overemphasized. And this is the reason why Grenada and CARICOM need a voice there. We are the largest group of small and lesser developed economies within the OAS member states. So it's very, very important and vital that CARICOM have a voice and have a role, and Grenada is very pleased to be able to contribute in this way, to participate, and hopefully to represent with the acquiescence of our fellow CARICOM members what our interests are.
When can we expect dialogue on this reform to begin?
The next meeting that is scheduled right now is in October in Bogota, Colombia. That meeting is going to bring together the high-level cooperation authorities of each country. And that is where the decisions hopefully will be taken on the way forward, with specifications as to the changes in the statutes and the regulations and so on that have to take place in order for the more effective delivery of technical cooperation assistance in the process as it exists right now. So that's going to be an extremely important meeting. It's going to be a milestone that's going to adopt landmark decisions for reforming the cooperation development process as it is at the moment.
That was Ambassador Gillian Bristow, OAS Permanent Representative of Grenada, talking about her country's new role as Vice Chair on the Management Board of the Inter-American Agency for Cooperation and Development. This is Kern Stanley of OAS Radio. Thank you for listening.